Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepard.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Greetings and salutations, friends of Southwest Florida. How are you? TGIF. We made it through another week together. We are here. I see some storms approaching from the south. The President of the United States is downtown Fort Myers. Watch out for traffic. We welcome him to the state of Florida. And we roll for the next 4 hours of fun on a Friday. I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. You can follow us on Twitter at 99.3ESPN. You can follow me at Craig ESPN and Pete Shepard at PSHEP326. You know what Friday entails? We got a lot to do. Got some news, some more COVID, some negative tests, some positive tests, some false tests. We'll get it all straightened out for the NFL and college football as we head into the weekend. Art, the Bills fan, will be by later at 3 o'clock with his cooking tip for the weekend to get you all set. We've got Craig's Friday Sports Test brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. That's even before we get to 4 o'clock, people. Then it's Pigskin Picks, where I will flex my muscle and dominate once again against the coin.
No, you will not. That's over. Well, I know. I hope you keep winning. I just care about me. I don't really care about you.
Sure. I
care about me.
That's how it is.
And you've got to beat the coin.
Got to beat. All of us have to beat the coin. Mm. Gabe Morenci will be here at 4:30. We've got another edition of Wikipedia. And then the 5 o'clock hour on a Friday with Miley Cyrus, the Hijinks, and Harry Carey. It is loaded. Again, if you want to jump on, it's 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Pete Shepard, we made a new friend today.
Yeah,
Made
a great new friend today.
Aaron Walker over at Naples Nissan. Had a little visit. He's going to be part of the show moving forward. Just want to give a shout out. Very, very fun visit, so it's all good.
And a little side note, as you know, I have a Nissan. I had a Nissan Rogue, and I bought it bought it used when I came down here 3.5 years ago. And it's been about a year and a half since my driver's side door handle has come off, right?
Yeah.
And I've been trying, not with Aaron and his awesome dealership at Naples Nissan, but try with other places to get the freaking handle. And three times it came back with the wrong order.
Ah, frustrating.
Yeah, so I've gone a year and a half. I have to sit in the back seat of the car and open it that way.
Oh, sometime. That's pretty embarrassing. You're a famous radio star. What are you doing getting into the back of your car?
What do you want from me? I've been a year and a half and three different times. They've tried it, and what am I supposed to do? Anyway.
What do I want from you?
They took care
of it. I want you to channel your inner NASCAR driver, put some sort of plexiglass drop down, and just climb in through the driver's side.
Yeah,
go
to the door.
That's what I want.
What do you want me to pull a groin muscle or something?
I think that'd be fantastic.
I would hurt myself. I can't do that.
I could do it. By the way, $199 a day, Chris. $199.
Are you kidding me?
I now am in the 190s like you.
That's unhealthy.
I'm catching up to you.
You're 12 pounds away.
Am I too thin?
You're 12 pounds away.
I'm trying to get to 230 or 225, and I'll be quite happy. There's no way I'm getting to 199. I don't want to be 199. But
be focused.
You look great. It's great.
Thank you.
But you're not, because of your height and my height, we're both close to 6'2.5", whatever.
Yeah, we're about the same height.
I am not climbing through the window of any car. I am Batman?
I had to do it when I did the Richard Petty driving experience at the Daytona International Speedway.
I did the Richard Petty driving
experience. I had to go through the I did it. Then I raced.
Well, yeah, but would you have a 50-yard head start and then kind of, you know, leap through?
Nah, just lifted one leg in, put the next in.
No,
It wasn't easy.
I could do it, but it would hurt.
Yeah, you'd pull a groin. There's no doubt about it.
It's not, it's.
I was in a fire suit with a helmet and I shimmied on in.
Anyway, so he gives me a brand new Nissan today. Well, makes a phone call. We're in the meeting. We had a nice, makes a phone call. Young kid comes up. Awesome. Probably thought he was going to get canned.
he did look a little nervous getting called into the boss's office.
My man Isaiah, great job. And next thing you know, did a beep and a bap and a boop and beep. I'm downstairs and filling out a form real quick. And he's like, here's a loaner. We'll take my car. We'll be ready within a few days and we'll let you know. And you just, we'll trade when it's done. Just like that. I've been trying to do this for, you know, a year and a half. He does it in 30 seconds.
How about that? Feels good,
awesome.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel good?
Yeah.
It's all just icing on the cake.
I'm in such a great mood today. I can't even tell you.
I got several people texting you that you should do the hood slide. That's where you get the running start and slide across to the other side, then hop on in. I don't know. All right. Well, we got a lot of fun to do, a lot of information to get out, and a short time to do it, as they say, because this show is compact with a lot of fun. We mentioned the championship series of baseball, the Rays. Still, I'm getting a little nervous, Rays fan. Little nervous. You've had two chances to close out the Astros. And you're letting
how about
live.
The Dodgers? I'm telling you, Major League Baseball's worst nightmare is about to happen. Tampa Bay and Atlanta could very well be the World Series after tonight.
Why is Atlanta minus 330 tonight?
No, Atlanta's plus minus 130.
Then ESPN's scroll is wrong.
Yeah,
because
wrong.
The Dodgers are plus 310 on ESPN's scroll. And no, I saw that and I'm going.
I'm looking right now. The money line has.
I love the Dodgers plus 310. I'll roll with them every night.
The Dodgers are plus. That might have been for the series, maybe. That was probably for the series.
Maybe it was for the series. Yeah. Okay.
But the Dodgers tonight are plus 118 and the Braves are plus 130. Mm-hmm. Very rare do you see both teams on the plus side.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Where you're not laying juice. So.
All right. Free juice, as they say. I don't know if they say that.
No, they don't say that.
Okay. Who says that?
Carmel
people?
It's Carmel. You know, not a lot of people up at Carmel lay juice. I didn't know anybody that was really into gambling back then. But no. Then again, neither was I back then in the 1980s, for crying out loud.
Skin and Max with another praise of me. Started Utopia on Tuesday. Finished it last night. Good call, Pete. Great show. It is a fantastic show. Tied with me is The Boys. The Boys and Utopia. Off the chart.
Well,
not for children.
Forget about what you watch on TV. When we get done with the rundown, you got a few bags under your eyes. You don't look like you got a lot of sleep. I got to find out what you were doing with yourselves last night. Actually, I know. But I think you should tell the story.
Right.
I think you have a problem. All right. It's time now for a Sports Center rundown.
Tell me something I don't know.
Here's Chris.
The New England Patriots have canceled practice today and player interviews after a positive COVID-19 test. They are awaiting confirmation on a second positive test. The Colts reopened their facility today after four individuals retested for COVID confirmation, and they were negative. They, like I said, closed down earlier this morning. Odell Beckham Jr. not at team facilities today for a second straight day. Head coach Kevin Stefanski told reporters Beckham has tested negative for COVID, just dealing with an injury, and Dalvin Cook is out Sunday against the Falcons.
All right, Chris covered most of it there that we were going to talk about. So let's go. Let's table that for just a moment. Now, Pete, back to your problem.
It's not a problem at all.
What time did you go to bed last night?
Close to 2:30, quarter of 3.
The problem.
3 yeah. o'clock. Why did you go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Well, number one, you know, you and I rotate those reports on K-Rock. For instead of waiting until the game is over, I've been getting up at 5 in the morning and just writing them and doing them then. It's only 56 seconds long, but I'd be lying to say if it's not a pain in the ass to do them. And I'm not staying up. You know, some nights we stay up, and some nights I'd rather get up and do it nice and fresh in the morning sometimes.
Sure.
Last night, I was just awake anyway, and I probably would have stayed up at least until midnight because I was watching the baseball games and the football game, which scored 8,000 points.
Yes.
And I started a poker tournament online at 10:15, the same one I was in a few couple weeks ago. They told you this. It's only $1.10 buy-in. And I'm thinking, again, there's only going to be like, for $1.10 buy-in, how many people are going to get, 30 or 40? Now, granted, you can buy in for up to like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Well, I'm playing, and all of a sudden I look over at the screen while I'm watching my shows and watching the game, and all of a sudden it's up to 252 people total.
Oh.
I'm like, wow. Well, you know, I did really well. I finished third out of 252, but that takes a long time. It took a long time. So next thing I know, I'm not going to, you know.
How many hours was this?
It was a good 4.5, 5. Yeah. But that's what those tournaments say. It doesn't matter the buy-in either. That's when you get 12-minute blinds, 3,000 starting stack. That's what it is.
I couldn't sit there for 4.5 hours. And play. Yeah, I could barely sit here for four hours to do a show. I mean, my attention span is just.
Yeah, but I'm watching shows. You don't have to sit there and
yeah, you multitask watching your little shows.
Yeah.
All of them and everything you've recorded throughout the day.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean,
live events and then play poker. Did you even talk to your wife? You got three things going
on. Yeah, we went out to dinner first.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's good.
And she paid.
Really?
I mean, I was asleep by the time you started your tournament.
Yeah, really?
No, I was wide awake.
Back-to-back nights for me. Nice and early.
Didn't you go out last night, or was that two nights
ago?
That
was 2 nights ago. Oh. Yeah, back-to-back nights. Nice early evenings for the Chris.
No bachelor nonsense or anything like that?
Nope, got caught up on Big Brother.
See what happens when there's no Thursday night football?
It was kind of nice, to be honest. The last two nights.
Take a break. It's like your bye week.
It's been kind of nice.
As a sportscaster.
Lay down and go to sleep and not wake up and go, oh, let me finish watching this game. Just go to bed.
Yeah.
Swish a bit. Caramel. You know, I say it on purpose the way I say it.
Yeah, I know.
I know you do. I'm going to swish a bit. And also, full disclosure, as long as I'm revealing all sorts of my personal life. So I was supposed to go to the game on Sunday, and I cannot go.
The Buccaneers Green Bay game.
Yeah, because the people I was going to go with, they got tied up and stuff.
What happened? They get flaky?
No. Their businesses. One of those things. They just can't make it. So that got canceled, so it'll have to be another time. So I'll stay home and watch the games.
So, but wait a minute. Tom Brady was expecting you to be there.
I know.
Well, let's see here.
That's pretty interesting.
And they're 1-point dogs at home. That's going to fall to about 3 now because Tom's upset. You're not coming.
Tom is mad.
That big sign.
I wish I could move the line like that.
Man.
Just throw enough money on it. You'll move
speaking
the line.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Well, speaking of lines, his offensive line better show up and not have 9 freaking penalties like they did last week and screw 15-yard gains into a 15-yard loss because your stupid center headbutts somebody.
Smith brothers going to go at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
Brothers, but yeah.
I got you. So that game, we'll have that game here at 99.3 ESPN. Now, much to my dismay and disappointment, and I know Chris is probably. I wake up this morning, or maybe it was last night, and Le'Veon Bell is a Chief. I thought he was coming. It was between the Chiefs. Scrapped the Bills. Yep. It says it's between the Chiefs and the Dolphins. Signs a 1-year deal with the Chiefs. Wants to try and win a chip and then be a free agent in a few months. But, man, I thought he'd be coming down here.
Yeah, but. Maybe next year. You think he's going to sign long term with Kansas City? I don't.
No, I don't.
No, so they won't for money.
Well, I know that the Dolphins they had a trade worked out last year with Houston. In fact, I think the start of it was the Laremy Tunsil trade that ended up 2 firsts and 2 seconds. But Jadeveon Clowney was supposed to be included in that trade. He said, I don't want to go to Miami. I'm not signing a long-term deal there.
Yeah.
And this offseason, Miami just never even kicked the tires on Clowney, even though they were interested. I wonder if Miami has the mentality of, you had your chance, Le'Veon. Now we're going to go somewhere else if we go into the free agent pool to get our running back next year.
Yeah, maybe.
I wonder. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Pete, you've opened up a can of worms.
What?
Now everybody's wanting to know what's going to happen to those Buccaneer Green Bay tickets you had for this weekend. Now that you're not, I mean, it's all over the text line now.
Well, I didn't sell them, or if that's what you're saying. I didn't do that. They went to some good people.
So they're spoken for, they're everybody. Spoken for. So no more texting in.
Yeah, they're spoken for. I'm sorry.
All right. they're good seats.
Yep.
Well, every seat's a good seat.
They're being
now.
Used.
Yeah.
They're being used.
They're being used. Not by Pete anymore. All right.
That's fine. Stay home and party with my friends and stuff our faces like we do every
Sunday.
Well, okay, anyway.
So now you're going to have, because you always do these themes of the visiting team.
Yeah.
Well, but you do that for Patriot games.
Yeah, but we got.
Will you do it for a Tampa Green Bay? I mean, have a lot of cheese?
Because the Patriots aren't being shown locally this week for the first time in a long time. But on my, I have a device that gets streams all the CBS games app, and so I'm bringing my device to my friend's house, and we're going to watch the game through that.
You're taking on the Broncos. You should have Buffalo chips. You ever hear of those? Those are good.
No, Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah, try some Rocky Mountain.
I've had Rocky Mountain oysters.
Have you?
Yeah, I have. Yep.
You know those are testicles.
I know.
Okay,
just tastes like chicken.
You've eaten those?
I had one, half of one.
You've eaten testicle before?
I had one, half of one. It's not that uncommon.
Oh, yeah, in my world it is.
Yeah, it was.
It's very uncommon in my world.
Yep.
Very.
I said that as a joke.
No. Half of one. I it's a little gamey. Gamey. It's I don't care for the texture.
A little nutty.
Yeah. No, it literally If you, seriously, everybody says, it tastes like chicken. It does. It kind of tastes like chicken.
It doesn't taste like chicken.
I believe you.
It does.
I don't need to try it myself.
I'll take your word for it. I'll try a lot of things in Colorado. I'll try a lot of things. I've had rattlesnake. I've had things, alligator.
Rattlesnake.
I'm not eating sack.
What about liver or cow's tongue or chicharrón? Pig cheek.
I've had liver.
Okay. Well.
I think that's very different.
Yeah, it's a lot. Eating somebody's liver is a lot different than eating testicle.
I'll tell you what. I like the Rocky Mountain oyster. We should put this on the poll. I like the Rocky Mountain oyster, the half of nut that I have. Better than liver. I've tried liver a couple of times. Remember Fonzie couldn't eat liver?
Yeah.
Until
yes.
The very like his kryptonite.
Way to change the subject. Back to the eating of the testicle. So, just for the record, Rocky Mountain oysters, what animal are we testicles of?
It's bison.
It's a bison.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Obvious questions come to mind since I've never had it. Is it a large piece of meat? Is it a large piece of meat?
Chris, if you've seen Diners, Drive-Ins, Dives, they have them. I mean, they look like you think they would.
Does it look like a giant meatball?
It looks like an arancini, like a rice ball, really. They're just small, look smaller, but obviously it's not made out of rice.
They're deep fried.
No, they're bigger than a golf ball, but bigger than a golf ball, smaller than a baseball. That's the best way I can describe it.
So it's a racquetball.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
So it's a.
That's impressive.
It's a meatball.
But it's not impressive for. It's. Well.
I've never seen them any other way except deep fried and breaded. But.
That adds size.
See, Art knows.
That adds girth.
Art's with me.
What did Art say?
He says it's delicious.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I couldn't get past it.
Chris. Wait, you got to be careful. Chris, you got to exercise some control over this show as a producer and program director because we're this close to doing 3 hours of testicle today. I don't want to do it. I don't want to talk about Pete eating testicles, Rocky Mountain oysters, whatever you want to call them. I don't want any part of it.
I'm trying to help the party planning process.
See, did you ever had rabbit before? You've had venison, right?
I've had venison, but I don't think I've had
very
rabbit.
Very different.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just thinking. Of,
and
maybe,
by the way, it was
you've had rattlesnake. Where'd you have rattlesnake?
Texas,
Arizona, Sedona.
See, I would try it. I never had gator.
What in Sedona do what Sedonians do?
I never had gator bites until I came down here, and I love them.
But I wouldn't have gator testicles.
Yeah,
but gator bites taste very. Actually, if you want a similar texture, be honest with you, it's probably close to that.
I didn't have venison testicles.
Right, that's the point here. It's not the animal that I'm opposed to eating. I've had bison before.
Yeah, when I had him, it was like 20 years ago.
Good, solid burger.
So.
It's good. But,
it's good,
yeah.
But it's the testicle part of the bison that I won't eat.
Yeah.
Or, well, that and one other part that I will not eat.
I have another question of curiosity. I don't think I can ask.
Dope,
it on
would
the
love
air.
To see you on Fear Factor. No way. Now I've had ostrich eggs. They're delicious. You're huge.
Now when you say ostrich eggs, they really are eggs.
Yeah. Yes. But ostrich. People eat ostrich, and it is expensive, and it is a delicacy. You'll see restaurants occasionally. Maybe not down here, but I have seen ostrich. It is expensive. And supposedly very, very delicious. I've never had it.
What part of the body do you eat an ostrich? Like the upper meat, body? They don't have any meat on their legs at all, right?
Oh, they're very fast runners.
The torso.
I know. But it's all bone or whatever it is.
No, I mean, you need muscle to run fast.
So you can eat a drumstick on an ostrich?
I don't think so. No, it's the more, the breast area.
It's the breast area and the body, the torso.
Yeah, I'm told it's very expensive when they do that. It's supposed to be an extreme delicacy. Mm. So, I don't know. Just telling you.
All right. What's the weirdest thing you've eaten? 239-337-ESPN. Love to hear from you. By the way, we already are.
Adam Schefter, seconds ago. Broncos are being told to be prepared to play Sunday versus the Patriots. Players want to play, and the game is on as the NFL gathers more info.
The Broncos haven't played since that Thursday night game against the Jets.
Are they still in the league?
I mean, they are riding this. Their first win of the year, they're riding it long.
See, Art again. Awesome. Love ostrich breast. I've never had a chance to eat. I'm telling you, it's very expensive, the restaurants that do serve it.
See, now Art's the kind of guy that will come in here one day just to prove a point, and all of a sudden there'll be like ostrich food or bison testicles here, and he'll say, here, try it. Like he fooled me on the eggplant. Eggplant Parmesan, it was excellent.
Yeah.
That's what my wife's making at night for dinner.
Eggplant?
Eggplant Parm.
See, delicious. I don't know if Art came in here with some testicles. I don't know that I would. You don't want to eat them.
I wouldn't tell you what they were.
If he told you it was a fried meatball, you would eat it. And he's not lying.
But I'm smart. Having had this conversation, I'd file that away. And if Art comes in here with any kind of ball, I'm going to suspect that it's a testicle oyster thing. And I don't want it.
See, that's why, you know, coming in with an arancini, which is a rice ball. We've had those before. There's cheese and rice, and you can put even sausage in it if you want.
Yeah.
I would bring in the Rocky Mountain oyster, tell you it's a rice ball, an arancini, and give it to you.
How did we get to this conversation? It is 2:20.
It's your fault.
It's absurd.
You know what? It's your fault. And I'll tell you why, Chris. You mentioned you mentioned Rocky Mountain oysters.
I was giving him an idea. I thought it'd be a laugh and a chuckle and we'd move on.
The idea went from Pete, it went to Craig, and just spurred all these visions and questions, and you have helped me destroy the first segment of the show.
No, it's been a Friday. It's been outstanding. Glad I could help. seriously, poll question. A lot of people gross with liver too. I mean,
I don't like it. I've tried.
I don't like it either. I've had cow.
Tastes
I've
like
had,
iron.
I've had cow tongue before too.
Really?
Yeah.
I always see it at the store. I don't ever have cow tongue.
Yeah, I think I've had it once.
Wow. All right. I think we need a hard reset.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Or if you want to keep it going, it's 239-337 ESPN.
No.
239-337-3776.
If forced to, what would you choose? Rocky Mountain oysters or liver? How about that? That's a good Friday poll question. If you were forced to.
I would,
and don't put none of the above in there either. It's got to be one or the other.
See, I've had liver. I've not had Rocky Mountain oysters.
You might like it. You seem like you'd be embarrassed if you liked it. There's millions of people that like Rocky Mountain oysters.
I understand.
If you go to Denver, you would insult a lot of people.
I understand.
No, he wouldn't insult them. He just wouldn't eat them.
Well, that's fine.
I don't think that's an insult. If you come to Southwest Florida, right, and you're like, not a big fan of fish. I don't want the fresh grouper.
Well, you're wrong, but
fine. Okay, that's
you are. And my response to that is, have you tried to any food to anybody? I say, well, have you tried it? And when they say no, well, then we have no common point of reference. So go away. I mean, until you try it.
I think that it's very different when talking about any part of the animal, excluding the nether regions.
But Rocky Mountain oysters are a delicacy in the Midwest.
Nobody's arguing with you on that.
I know it is.
But I'm saying, all I'm saying to you, like with anything else, is just, you don't have to eat the whole thing. Try a little piece. See if you like dipping in sauce if you want.
Go to the phones.
Seriously.
I don't have the name. I see the phone caller.
It's Cougar Hunter.
God. Have your finger on the delay button before I go to Cougar Hunter.
How come I can't see his name?
I don't know.
Reset your little deal over there.
All right. Cougar Hunter, what's going on?
What's happening, guys? I'm different on the text lines now.
Okay.
I won't do you guys like that on the air.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep it real.
Quick question, Pete.
Yeah.
What's the texture like? Is it like a real oyster?
No, it's no, no. I'm telling you, the closest thing, picture a big gator bite. That's what, to me, that's what, if I remember, this is 20 years ago I had it. But I never had gator till I came down here 3.5 years ago. And it reminded me, I mean, gator bites are smaller, obviously. But I would say compare it to that.
Okay.
All right.
Well, the craziest thing that people always look at me wrong that I eat, I'm Brazilian, and it's really big on our barbecue. Yep. When we do barbecues, it's chicken hearts on a stick, almost like a pincho.
Yeah.
You have gizzards and chicken hearts. We eat a lot of chicken hearts, and it's delicious with the rice seasoning.
Huh.
And everybody always looks at me weird, like I'm doing black magic or something.
No, I've been to a Brazilian restaurant where they just bring you all kinds of meats all day. It's wonderful.
Well, yeah.
And
what you're talking about, that dish, Cougar Hunter, is Gordon Ramsay on his last show was in some place. I thought it wasn't Brazil. But exactly what you said, had chicken hearts on a skewer.
Yeah. All right, Cougar Hunter, thanks for calling, man. Have a good weekend. All right. I don't know what direction the show's going in. I mean, we got to do this until Pigskin picks at 4 o'clock. I mean, we got to come up with something. We'll talk some more football news. But more of your phone calls and Pete's little oysters.
When we come back.
I use air quotes. Pete's oysters.
Seriously, can we put a poll question up?
Yes, I'll put the poll question up.
All right. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
Some okay college coach actually might be on the sideline tomorrow.
Yeah,
night.
I want to discuss this because this is going in a certain direction.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't heard this.
Oh, I've been.
See, this is a sports show.
Really? Yeah, it is.
Could have fooled you after the opening 20, but.
Opening 25. What are you going to put on the Sheeman and Shepherd podcast title for this segment when you can listen to it at 993ESPN.com later?
Bison Balls.
Bison. Okay, sounds good. Be sure to listen to future Hall of Famers Tom Brady. You might hear Tom Brady cry when you realize that Pete Shepherd will not be at the game. And, in fact, wasn't Coco Puffs going to the game?
Yeah.
He's upset you're not going, too. He wanted to find you. Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady going head-to-head when the Bucs host the Packers. Our coverage with Gene Deckerhaus starts at 3:30, kickoff at 4:25. The Buccaneers are presented all season long by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. Signs in one day in Fort Myers off Alico Road. Creel Tractor and My Shower Door. Want to see more? Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
On Twitter at PChef326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app with Ball Talk on a Friday because Chris mentioned Rocky Mountain Oysters, and the show has taken a left hand. We haven't even gotten the wheels off the ground on the runway yet.
You, Sheeman, may have had these because there's several other terms for Rocky Mountain Oysters.
All right.
Not the colloquialisms you've been using, but others like cowboy caviar.
Nope.
Montana tender groins.
No.
Dusted. Wait, hold on. Tender groins. I've had cowboy caviar, but that's something different. That's like a bean and corn and black bean.
Right.
Like
I had,
onion mixture.
No, I had that last week.
That's called cowboy caviar.
Yeah, that's cowboy. Chris
is
right.
Cowboy caviar can be referred to as Rocky Mountain oysters. Also, Montana tender groins, dusted nuts, swinging
dusted
beef, or simply mountain oysters. Now, get this. The dish... it's cowboy fare, mostly commonly found served at festivals among ranching families or at certain specialty eating establishment bars.
Yeah.
They are, however, readily available at some public venues, like a Coors Field during Colorado Rocky baseball games. Eagles, Idaho claims to have the world's largest Rocky Mountain oyster feed during its Eagle Fun Days.
Can I roll into Publix and order some bison balls and get them right then and there or no?
I don't know, but they probably would order them
Say
for
no.
you. Clinton, okay. Montana, Deerfield, Michigan, Huntley, Illinois, and Missouri, and Colorado. Ohio also holds a testicle festival.
That's a hard pass for me.
Again, I love this. Rocky Mountain oysters are sometimes served as a prank to those unaware of the origin of these oysters. They are also considered to be an aphrodisiac by many people.
863 is right. We had Texas caviar, not cowboy caviar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's right.
Thank you.
He's right.
I was with the
easy
good one.
Confuse sure. the two.
Now, again, when you see a dish of Rocky Mountain oysters, it kind of looks like a cross between small nuggets and maybe calamari. It's got lemon and either cocktail or some sort of marinara sauce.
Look like calamari, the picture you sent me. All right. Let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN.
I think you'd like them.
I'm gonna pass. Barry on a cell phone. What's your oyster story, man?
Hey. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
When I was in Indianapolis, when I worked as a union electrician there in Indianapolis, I was sent to a job in Crawfordsville, Indiana, and these guys were telling me about this little pub. Bar that they would go to have lunch, and they had like the best tenderloin,
Yeah.
And I was like, I'd love tenderloin, you know, because Indiana's famous for their tenderloin.
Sure.
And so we get there, and I don't know if you guys know what a French fry boat is. They're a little cardboard thing. And
sure.
They put French fries in.
Yeah.
Well, they were bringing out these what looked like tenderloin to me, but it was cut up into smaller pieces.
Yeah.
And it was deep fried, and I'm telling you, it was tender and juicy, and it tasted like tenderloin. And all my buddies are snickering at me, they're like, "Hey, man, you're eating."
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, yeah.
And so, just to let you know, I don't think it's limited to buffalo. I think pigs and other
tastes like bacon
critters also have their, now the regions turn into edibles.
That
is true.
All right. All right,
guys.
Thanks, Barry. Have a great weekend. All right.
See?
Raider Mike wants to check in about meat. Raider Mike, how are you?
What's up, boys?
What's up?
How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Yeah, I will never go near any form of oyster. The normal one, it's the slimy texture. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
It's like a booger.
No,
it's not. Oysters
are depends on, it depends on how it's cooked. Sometimes you get a runny one. Sometimes you get a meaty one.
Well, no. I mean, you can eat them raw. Some people
still
will not eat them
real
raw,
oysters.
But I'm talking oysters.
They'll eat an oyster Rockefeller. The people like them baked like that with a little bacon and spinach
liver,
cheese.
It'd be my choice. But the oyster, I mean, the ostrich.
Yes.
Remember Chris Peter's La Cuisine?
No, I don't.
Downtown?
No, I don't.
Okay. Anyway. I guess you're a little too young. But anyway, they served ostrich. Very expensive.
Yeah, very expensive.
You get a shot at it, it's one of the best meats I've ever had in my life.
That's what I've heard. I've heard.
All right. Sorry, Mike.
And that's why it's
quick
finger
over
there. I thought it was done.
Sorry, Raider Mike. Hey, man, have a good weekend. And,
sorry.
I'd say good luck to the Raiders, but I believe they have a bye week this week. So, yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 40 minutes into the show. 35 minutes.
35.
All right, let's segue into football, shall we?
Did we?
I think we exhausted the Rocky Mountain oyster talk.
No, we did a good job on it.
Did we? We covered it?
Let's not beat a dead horse.
Or
bison.
Yeah, whatever.
Bison.
But the poll question is up, have you ever had Rocky Mountain oysters?
Okay.
That was the poll question you wanted, right?
No. I said, if forced, would you rather eat liver or Rocky Mountain oysters? But this is fine.
I can put that one
We
up
can
too.
Have two. We can have two?
We can have 22.
We can work it. All right.
The way Paul Feinbaum was talking earlier today, and actually this started last night, it appears there's certainly a possibility that Nick Saban is a false positive. And it from what Paul was saying on Greeny's show about half hour before we get on, and what I'm having a brain cramp. College football.
Game day? What?
Game day. Okay. Heisman Trophy.
Desmond Howard saying
that he tweeted it out. Nick Saban will be on the sideline on Saturday night.
Well, I started following the story yesterday when I went home, and Nick Saban was still being quoted as, we're still looking in ways for me to get there. And I think I actually mentioned this on the show yesterday. I said, if he gets back-to-back negative tests 24 hours apart, can't he be back on the sideline? And then my second thought was, if he has back-to-back negatives within 24 hours after just testing positive at the beginning of the week, I question whether it was a false positive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so we'll see.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way that it's trending that way anyway.
Jump on the 4.5 right now. Yep. Bama, Georgia. Casey, there's an announcement later. He's coming back.
Do you believe that?
What?
That it was two false positives?
Well, Paul was asked that question too by Greeny. Would they give special treatment to Nick because of his stature and who he is, blah, blah, blah. And Feinbaum was at, he's like, absolutely not. He said, Greg, Sankey, the commissioner.
Chris, you sound skeptical.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I'm very skeptical on this.
That's your
very
team.
Skeptical on this.
Yeah. 4 hours ago, Desmond Howard tweeted, I believe Nick Saban will be on the field coaching tomorrow. Enjoy your Friday.
Wow. And
look, I root for Alabama. I went there and all. I'm not going to sit up here and be an apologist for the school. I mean, if Nick Saban wants something done in that state, it gets done. They started they broke ground on their new football facility like 6 years ago before having everything signed off on by, all the authorities that need to sign off on stuff when you break ground on a new construction project.
Yeah.
Because Nick Saban wanted it done, so it was going to get done.
He's got a test today, if it hasn't yet. And he has to test again tomorrow. Has to come back negative again tomorrow.
Game day?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And he's got all day for that day because, they don't play till at night.
So stay tuned. I'm going to – if I were a bet man, and I kind of am, I'm thinking we're going to see Nick on the sideline tomorrow. I've had that as a pit gut feeling the whole time.
I do think this year they should revisit the rule about being able to have some sort of communication with your team if you've tested positive for COVID.
A special COVID rule. But when things go back to normal, no.
It's done. Yeah. Yeah. I think that they should have that. I actually had the idea in the back of my head today.
You can be on even on a cell phone at your home, isolated, watching the game, being able to communicate with the coach.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think that's – I agree with you. I don't know why that's – why is it such a big deal?
He's only about a mile away from the stadium where his house is.
Yeah.
I actually thought last night maybe they can – erect a series of tents that lead from the stadium to his house, so technically he's in the stadium.
Wow.
You're laughing.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm the one that proposed yesterday he pay some sort of rent and close off one of the suites like it's a hotel room. And
that way he could at least communicate.
At least he's there to communicate. I thought of that yesterday. At all costs, have him there. Wow.
Yeah, Dopey, we're on the same page. I don't believe the validity of the testing.
Meanwhile,
I'm with you.
But he has to test 3 days in a row. So it's going to be yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Meanwhile, Les Miles is not traveling to West Virginia with his team. Now, Les has been out of the public eye for a while. This is his second game, right?
Well, crazy enough, two of the three oldest coaches in FBS have tested positive. Les Miles and Nick Saban.
Yeah. Is Les the second oldest guy?
He's the third oldest.
Really?
Nick's the second oldest. I believe Mac Brown is the oldest.
Wow. Interesting. Then, in case you missed it earlier, about Bobby Bowden out of the hospital, doing much better after having it at age 90. So, anyway, I don't know what happened to Les.
And the line in the Bama game went from 6 to 4.
Yeah.
Or 6.5 to 4. Somewhere around there.
Yeah, that happened last night. And then that's why I'm saying jump on it now.
Yeah.
Because it'll go back up.
As a matter of fact, let me take a break right now so I can do just that.
I mean, could Nick rent his own blimp? Be close enough to the stadium where he could look down on the stadium and technically he's in the stadium.
Or how about instead of the old Goodyear blimp with the message, just call a play from the blimp.
Spider Y 2 banana.
On the display?
Whatever it is.
I like that. That is some innovative stuff.
Why not?
I heard another show talking about would they just have a hologram of Nick Saban. You know the technology exists. We've had Tupac do concerts in recent years and Michael Jackson do concerts. We could get a hologram of Nick Saban.
Yeah, we could. We very well could. These are the things that we need to decide how we're going to handle this. This is, force majeure. We've never had this before. All right, we'll continue to digest some of these ideas. Our questions are up on the Twin Peaks Twitter poll. Sound Street is coming up next. If you missed any of the show today, and it was unusual if you're just now tuning in, I'm going to say, dial it in. The Rocky Mountain Oyster Talk was extraordinary. Go down, download Sheeman and Shepherd on demand at 993ESPN.com and the free 993ESPN app and wherever you get your podcast. Sheeman and Shepherd, 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I think you're serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, two games in a row. The Rays have failed to close the door on the Astros and take a trip to the World Series. Rays still up 3-2. They play again today against the Astros. The Astros, Carlos Correa, after telling his teammates, I'm going to walk this off, did just that. Here's the call on Sports Talk 790 Houston.
Pitch on the way.
And Correa hits it in the air. Pretty deep to center, sends back Kiermaier at the wall. See you later and see you tomorrow. The Houston Astros win it in the bottom of the ninth on Correa's walk-off homer, 4-3. And there will be a game six.
Correa said he had a special moment with Dusty Baker after the home run.
You and Dusty embraced for a long time. What did you guys say to each other then? And what else about that moment do you remember?
Well, if you really want to know what I told him, I said, I told you. That's the exact words I use. I told him before going out I was going to end it. And, you know, like I said before, having the plan and doing it is two different things. And, you know, and I did it and he gave me the hug, you know, it seemed like we didn't want to let go. It was a special moment.
The Rays are still looking positive. Here's Kevin Kiermaier.
They probably feel good about themselves, you know, being down three to nothing and now, you know, 3-2. But we like our chances and you know, we have a lot of confidence in our bunch that, you know, we'll get the job done. So, you know, hopefully that's tomorrow. But, you know, we just got to come to the field, focus, ready to go and you know, play our game. So a lot easier said than done, but we have to work at bats, have good, solid approaches, and you know, move base to base like usual, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Meanwhile, not so good for the Dodgers. They sent their hero out there, Clayton Kershaw. Didn't work out. They lose 10-2 to the Braves. The Braves are up 3-1. Kershaw said it unraveled in the sixth.
Yeah, I should have. It would have been nice to get Acuna out. You know, he's pretty quick right there, and it's just kind of part of playing on turf. You know, he kind of chopped that one up. And, you know, Freddie had 2 strikes on him and probably just went one too many pitches inside. And he hit it good, but it was on the ground. And still with 2 strikes, probably got to make a better pitch. And, yeah, it's a tough way to go for that sixth inning for sure.
Here's Dave Roberts. He defends the decision to keep Kershaw in the sixth.
You know, the inning prior, the fourth inning, was a clean inning. He punched the last guy and – you know, you induce weak contact, that, you know, tough play, and it gets away from the first baseman and he gets second base. And there's another ground ball by the first baseman. We had Freeman way over in the gap, but turned a single into a double. And so, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I thought Clayton was throwing the baseball really well, and there was no reason. So I just felt really good about it, yeah.
Does any manager in baseball, I'd say over the last 3 years, get criticized more for his pitching bullpen management than Dave Roberts? Seems like a lot.
But he deserves to get criticized.
I know. That's my point. He Kershaw, seems to not understand.
Do you hear the guy? Who was the guy on with Lebertard earlier today?
Bukchambi.
Yeah.
He made a good point, I thought.
What'd he say?
Well, he said, look, Kershaw's not in his prime anymore. He got you up and down that lineup twice. You don't leave him in a third time.
No, except that. But the question was, which I hate to, I'm defending Strugatsy. He was he's trying to tell him, I don't care what prime it is or what year it is. Overall, his playoff record stinks.
Yeah, yes. It does.
And it doesn't matter in his prime or not. And he said, the guy brings up, well, what about the 8 shutout innings against Milwaukee? Okay, listen. Get the wax out of your ears. Overall, his playoff record, no matter what year it is, stinks.
Fact.
He was 0-2 in 2014 with an ERA over 7, and he had the best year of his career in the playoffs.
But he should have a ring. The Astros stole it off of his fingers when they started banging trash cans.
That's not the point. The point is Clayton Kershaw in the postseason.
It needs to be added to the point that he should have a ring, and if he has that ring, then we're not as critical anymore.
There's some there.
Like, okay, yeah. But...
and I'm not disputing the fact that he has had many postseason appearances where he has not lived up to the Cy Young Award that he won in the regular season or the 20-plus wins that he had in the regular season.
Yep.
But the story is different when he didn't get that ring because the Astros stole it off his finger.
I mean, conversely, he could have taken Kershaw out after 5, gone to the same bullpen that gave up 2 home runs and 4 runs in the ninth inning 3 games ago.
Yeah.
So he's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't.
Yep.
Nick Saban trying to get on that sideline. Here he is on the Nick Saban Show. Says even though he's positive for COVID, he's feeling good.
What a catchy name for a show.
Yeah.
How you feeling? You doing okay?
Doing great. I don't have any symptoms. I don't have a fever. You know, they do all those oxygen tests and all that stuff, and everything's normal. So I feel great. Don't have any problems. Been able to do everything that I would do if I were working from here because of Zoom, whether it's be in the meetings, watch the film with the coaches, watch the practice film, have communication on the field that I can still correct players, you know, and the special teams meeting and the defensive meetings and offensive meeting after practice. So I've done everything that I would normally do. I just have to do it from here for now.
This is the same coach that last year, I recall, said he didn't know how to text.
Yeah.
Now he's doing practices via Zoom. Yeah. I mean, he's come a long way, I got to tell you.
How many assistants are there with him making sure the Zoom is right? No,
in person?
Once you're connected, you're connected.
I know, but he's not very technologically sound.
I understand. I get it. A lot of those guys that age aren't.
Here's Saban. He says the Georgia, that's who they play, by the way, Georgia may be the best defense in the country.
This is a very good defensive team. They're a veteran team. They have a lot of experience. They've got two really, they play more than two inside players that are really, really hard to block and hold the point very well. They've got some edge rush guys. They got a very good secondary. Their linebackers are very fast and active. So this is a really good defensive team. And I think the numbers and the statistics for three games really bear it out that they're one of the top defensive teams in the country.
All right, so Georgia has a good defense. Alabama has a good offense. Here's Kirby Smart saying it's strength versus strength on Saturday.
I'm excited to go see. You know, I've always loved the challenge, and, you know, we got a good defense. They got a good offense. The game will come down to a lot more than just those two units. I can assure you that. It'll boil down to how our offense and their defense play in the special teams. But I'm excited to see it. I know our guys are excited about the challenge. I'm sure offensively it's the same for them. They've heard about our defense, and our defense has heard about their offense. So it's a great opportunity for both units to go out and compete and go play. But I'm excited to see them. It's going to boil down to the line of scrimmage like it always does. If they have success running it, then they'll have a great play-action game. If they don't, then you try to make them one-dimensional. That's hard to do against Alabama.
All right. That's a night game, right?
Yes.
I got to plan my day.
8 o'clock, I believe, on CBS.
Okay. Very good.
Is it 8? Yeah.
All right. Coming up, we'll hear from Dak Prescott and Tom Brady as we head into the weekend. Art, the Bills fan, will be by for his weekly recipe for your weekend football food.
I think that we need a recipe for Pete for Sunday for the Denver Broncos game.
All for it.
That's not Rocky Mountain oysters.
Right.
If I could get them, if they were available, I'd get a quarter pound. And
what is that, like three balls, four
balls?
Depends
how big they are.
Yeah, I guess that matters on the net weight.
The Heat is on, says Pete Stoppy. Boog knows more about baseball than you've ever seen, which is untrue. Put some respect. I do respect. I'm saying when he was totally missing Stugatz's point is what I'm saying. He wasn't listening. He was trying. I thought he came off pretty pompous, by the way, and I was like, holy, are you to question me? He wasn't not paying attention to the question. He brought up the Milwaukee Brewers, the 1-8 innings of shutout ball that he had. What about all the other starts against a lot of other teams? The bottom line is Clayton Kershaw and the postseason stinks, and he refused to get that through his head. That's all I'm saying.
All right. We got a lot to do, people. 1 hour in the books already. Three to go. The next three are going to feel like about a half hour. Strap on. Here we go. Full speed ahead. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.